This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 124 for Friday, October 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mostly stronger Friday as investors adjust positions ahead of the weekend. Canola is down a dollar to up $3, the most active January contract up $2 at $541.20 per ton. After a profit-taking correction earlier this week, speculators were back on the buy side on the final trading day of the month. Solid commercial demand from exporters and domestic crushers was also supportive. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were higher on the day, and that added to the firmer tone. The Canadian dollar held near unchanged. Ongoing uncertainty over renewed global COVID-19 lockdown measures and the looming U.S. election did keep some caution in all markets, including canola. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, corn mixed, and wheat mostly lower. Soybeans were up with chart-based positioning ahead of the month end. Amid ideas, the recent correction was overdone. The January contract up 6 cents at $10.56 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 121,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Daily export sales have become routine over the past few weeks, with production uncertainty in Brazil keeping end users in the market for U.S. beans. However, weather forecasts calling for improved moisture conditions in dry areas of the South American country were somewhat bearish. Corn futures also saw some consolidation ahead of the weekend, ending narrowly mixed. The December contract unchanged at $398.50 per bushel. A downturn in wheat put spillover pressure on corn while the gains in beans were supportive. Demand for U.S. corn does remain strong, but the lack of any fresh business today weighed somewhat on prices. Wheat futures were mostly lower, retreating from overnight gains. Recent rainfall across the U.S. plains was behind some of the selling. Minneapolis spring wheat down 0.75 cents in the December contract at $5.51 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down a penny at $5.41 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, it's down 5 cents in the December contract at $5.98 and a half. Forecasts calling for much needed rain in dry Russian wheat growing regions contributed to the soft tone. Argentina is also set to see some moisture, although any rains there may be too little too late for their wheat crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.